So welcome to our second career day, our second day about talking about our career article. It is the 27th of December, and yesterday we began an article called Land That Job. And today we're going to take that article in a slightly different direction than what we were talking about yesterday. But before we do that, we want to just go back and review a little bit about what we talked about yesterday, and I will have guests in the studio introduce themselves and maybe talk about something that stood out to you yesterday.
Thanks, Linda. This is Pauline. I'm happy to get to be back here for our second day of this article. I found yesterday to be very interesting. My favorite part, I think, was the tip number 4, don't be afraid of social media. And we mentioned that social media can be a thing people do get scared of because they know that employers might be looking at their social media. It could really turn them off to being interested in you as a candidate, but it doesn't have to. And there are lots of ways that you can use it for your advantage. So I liked the idea of thinking about what kind of stuff you post online especially when you're about to be putting out job resumes and looking for a job. And then also to remember when you do have a job, make sure you're making those connections on social media with all of those professional connections that you have there so that you can maintain them and continue them as you move through your career.
Okay. And what about you, Josh?
Hi, everybody. This is Josh. Glad to be back today to talk a little bit more about landing jobs. And I think yesterday, what really struck me as something important to keep in mind was as you're out there looking for other jobs, to not let the posted qualifications get in your way. So if you really feel like you have the skill set and the knowledge in order to get a job, even if you may not have every single qualification or requirement that they've listed on that posting, to go ahead and go for it anyway.
And I think you have to balance that one off. We had 5 points yesterday we talked about. And there was another one that says, don't expect others to train you on everything.
Exactly. And that's a good balance to that, which is then, you know, you really have to take initiative and you have to go and look for that knowledge yourself. Go and train yourself. Don't expect to be getting everything on the job as
right,
well. Right,
right. And I think what stood out to me is that you want to take opportunities to shine. And by shining here, we just mean to distinguish yourself from other people. And she talked about 5 different areas. We just reviewed a couple of them today that you can break, rules that you can break and things that you can do maybe to shine or to stand out. And today we're going to talk about a different kind of resume. I think I kind of insinuated that at the very beginning when I said video resumes might be a thing of the future. So we're going to build on a little bit on what we talked about yesterday. And if you have your magazine with you, would you open it to page 39? We're going to do the reading there. And if you have your digital device, maybe you'll take time to find it, and you can read along with us. And remember that this is written by Patricia Rivera, but she is reviewing a career coach's opinion, and who is also an author of a book called Breaking the Rules and Getting the Job. And so she's giving us a lot of different kind of tips on what we can do. And this is another one. So let's read page 39. We're going to do a couple of readings here. So first of all, let's read the left-hand column.
Lights, camera, action, job. If you're looking to bring your skills and personality to life during a job search, try a video resume. Though they're still a novelty, they do pique the interest of recruiters and hiring managers. Video resumes are a beautiful thing, provided they are done and presented properly, says James Kemper, senior executive recruiter and president at W.H. Meiner & Associates in Charlotte, North Carolina. Job seekers are able to tell their story succinctly, and employers typically know within the first 10 seconds whether they want to advance with a candidate. The trick is to keep the videos short but interesting. experts vary in their opinion of the length of a video resume, ranging from less than 1 minute to no more than 3 minutes. To be sure, the first 30 seconds are the most important. Kemper adds that video resumes should accompany and not necessarily replace traditional ones, as managers still need something that they can scan quickly. The videos should entice an employer to want to learn more about the applicant. This is a tool to really stand apart from everyone else, Kemper adds. But videos do take time to produce. Run through it, get it recorded, and then have people review it before you send it out. Get feedback and adjust.
So my question is to Pauline and Josh, have either one of you ever done a video resume?
I have not.
I admit I've never done a video resume either, but I have done interviews over Skype. So it's a little bit different, but still the same sort of thing where you're, you know, putting yourself out on a small little screen and basing your abilities to be hired for a job off of how you look, how you sound, and how you present yourself.
Okay. Well, let me ask my second question then. Would you ever consider doing this?
Only if I had a whole production crew that was willing to do it with me. I can't imagine. The technical part of it sounds really overwhelming to me, just setting up the camera in the right spot with the right set and making sure the sound is all right. All that alone turns me off to it.
Okay, for those of you who have listen to me lead a program before, and I'm Linda, by the way. I guess I didn't introduce myself. I've led some tech articles, and you know that I consider myself technically challenged, and Pauline is in my corner with me.
I so am.
Although we try. And how about you, Josh? Would you ever consider doing a video resume?
Well, you know, I have to admit, if I was really trying to take the advice here of thinking outside the box, and I knew that I was going to be just one applicant amongst maybe hundreds, that I might consider doing something like this in order to add a little pizzazz, a little, you know, flash to my application to kind of bump it up to the higher in the list for being considered.
I think that that's interesting because the next paragraph, that's basically what it says. It says that these are still a novelty, and this word novelty has nothing to do with the word novel. If something is a novelty, it just means that it's very new and unusual.
Yeah, new and unusual, I think, is what I think of with novelty.
And like you said, Linda, this doesn't have anything to do with the word novel if you're referring to novel as a book. But actually, we can use the word novel as an adjective along with this word, still meaning essentially the same thing. If you say, well, that's novel, that means, well, that's unusual. This is a new thought or a new thing. It's novel.
Right, or a novel idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it says that if you're going to do something like this, they arouse a person's interest, okay? They pique the interest of recruiters and hiring managers. I think that if I got one, it would be, I would find it very interesting. I definitely would take a look at it. Do you feel that way?
It was something that would really, you know, stick out a little bit. You
right.
Know, of the pile of everything else, you get a little video clip in order to look at it with it. I would definitely check it out.
We're taking a look at this next paragraph talks about James Kemper, and he says that they are a beautiful thing. But there are some conditions here for their beauty, and they are to be done and presented properly. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that later. And this guy actually seems to have a lot of experience with this because he works as an executive recruiter, senior executive recruiter, and he's president of this organization, W.H. Meiner & Associates. And they do high-end recruiting for industrial manufacturing, for IT, and for energy sections.
Wow.
So I went and looked online to see actually where he was coming from. And, you know, it's like managerial positions and in these three areas. So we know that it's kind of interesting that he's seen them, you know. I mean, I thought they were like really, really, really new, but they're out there. And I think one of the keys is the next sentence. They have to be able to tell their story succinctly. And that means don't go on and on and on and on and on and on.
Absolutely. You know, like we were saying earlier, I think it'd be hard to overlook a DVD coming along with a resume. I would definitely have to put it in and see what it was about. But I'm the kind of person, if I thought it was boring or not well done, not well presented, I probably would just turn it off within the first 10 seconds if I didn't like it. So you definitely want to make sure you start off really well and present well right away.
Right. And I think that the article goes on to say the trick, and there is a trick to this, is to keep the video short but interesting. So you really do have to know what you're doing here.
And you have to be able to present yourself quite quickly in sort of an entertaining fashion.
Yes, and you can't be too entertaining.
And you can't be too entertaining. It's a very good point.
You know, so it says, I think this is so interesting. Even experts don't agree. They say that this length of this video resume should be, well, they say less than a minute to no more than 3 minutes. That is a long time. I think 3 minutes is a long time.
You know, when you just say 3 minutes, it doesn't really sound too terribly long, but in the terms of really putting something that you watch in front of you, that is a really long time.
Right, it is. And then how do you present yourself in an interesting and kind of exciting way, but yet it has to be relevant in 30 seconds? It's not easy. It says to be sure the first 30 seconds are the most important. And for those of you that are applying for universities and having to write your essay, the first few sentences of your essay are the most important. I think it's the same thing. I mean, I've heard from people working in admissions offices, if they don't like the first paragraph of an essay, they don't bother to read the rest of it, because they have hundreds and thousands to read.
Exactly. I think that's a big part of life nowadays, mm-hmm. is that there's so much information out there that really, unless something can grab your attention and say, hey, this is worth putting the time in order to go a little bit deeper, you just go to the next one and the next one and the next one.
That's right. And so video resumes are kind of the same thing. She says that they should accompany and not necessarily replace traditional ones. And I think that's something we should all remember, because, you know, this really is an information age, and it's also a digital age. But we do need to remember that if people are looking at a resume, they also want to be reading something. I don't want to have to go back and replay your video resume 10 times to get the points.
Right, or I certainly don't want to feel like now I have to take notes.
Right.
Doing your job taking notes about what your resume is, what are the bones of the resume. I would definitely still want the resume itself.
Right.
I think another point here is that you're going to have a lot of information that you want to present about yourself, maybe your qualifications, your credentials, and you want to have something that people can refer to and also be able to present yourself in a way that, like they say here, is enticing,
mm-hmm.
right? So a way that's going to really grab their interest and make them want to find out more about you. And that isn't necessarily going to be putting where you were born, where you live, and where you went to school, right? So it's important to have those things down on paper as well.
Right. So we're talking, this is kind of a twofold message here, that the new, you know, wave of the future, it seems to be in the form of video resumes, but that should be accompanying a traditional resume. Because, you know, you want to scan something, you don't want to listen to something again and take notes, as you said. That would so irritate me.
Me too.
I never thought about it as I'm doing your job for you. If I have to take notes about you know, your background. So it says here, though, we're talking about ways to stand apart or to shine or to stand out. And this is a tool that really helps you stand apart from everyone else in either a good way or a bad way.
Exactly. I was thinking
remember the
exact
this.
Same thing. Well, you know, earlier in our lesson yesterday, we talked about taking risks, right? That
mm-hmm.
we're thinking outside of the box, and that comes with taking some risks. Usually you take risks because you're hoping that gives you a better chance for a positive outcome, but that also means there's a potential for it to not go well. This, to me, is the classic perfect example of a risky move, right? So,
but I want to say that they're also trying to tell you here not to take unnecessary risks, right? So they want you to go ahead and take the risk of doing something a little bit new, but also run through it, record it, And make sure you show it to a couple people so you can get some feedback before you give it to your potential employer so that you can get an idea of whether or not what you're putting up there is really going to work.
Whether it's a risk that's really worth taking, right?
Exactly.
Let some other people weigh in and say, nope, this isn't the route for you. It didn't come across well. It'll end up pushing you on the bottom bad side of the resume stack instead of bringing you to the top.
And I think, well, to me, Josh, you forgot one of the key words. It says, you said, and get feedback, and then you never said, and adjust.
Oh, yes.
That is
important
the key.
Important point, right? Very important point.
Yes.
So you really, you know, sometimes you have to be careful who you show it to, too. It says show it to a few people to review. Don't show it to your best friends who are going to say, oh, yeah, great job, who want to be encouraging and helping you. You need to show it to somebody and tell them to be as critical as possible.
And is honest, right, of course. Right,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's good to be encouraging, however, and if you want to be encouraging, you have to be encouraging critically.
Right.
Otherwise, you have nothing. Why bother? And also, I want to point out that this kind of is along the same line, but not, of when you go in for a job interview. You have to be very careful how you present yourself to your boss, or to your potential employer, I should say, to your HR person or the person that is going to be interviewing you.
And it's good advice to run through that. Even though you can't anticipate exactly what kind mm-hmm. of questions they're going to ask you, they'll still give you that advice as you read about trying to land a job, to run through it in your head, even involve other friends and people to listen to you give answers to the kinds of questions you think might be given and hear their feedback if they think you're responding well.
I would say, you know, there are a couple of questions you can guess that people are going to ask you, sort of like, why do you want this job? You know, what makes you qualified for this more than other people? And those are the sort of things that you can practice talking to other people about because you know it's going to come up sooner or later.
I never ask those two questions.
Really?
Oh, good for you.
Huh. I always ask questions and they're, which I don't want to say on the air. People are always like, really? Well, let me think about it. But I should add those. But it is very true. You have to be prepared all the way around. And also, you have to know something about the company that you're applying to. It's always quite interesting to me that people don't know anything. You know, they go to a, not necessarily here at Studio Classroom, but I've been in other positions where I've been interviewing. They know nothing about the company. They just want a job. And, you know, if you end up asking questions about the company and what they know about it and they know nothing, you know, everything is online now. So, you know, you need to do a little bit of homework, especially if you're going to be, you know, doing a presentation. You know, you need to show that you have some kind of knowledge as well, I think.
I think it's a very good point. And I think it's good to think that the interview process goes both ways, you know. You're mm-hmm. supposed to also be sort of doing your homework and finding out things about the business and also testing to see whether or not your understanding is really correct.
That's right. Well, we have another section of this article that we're going to read right now. So let's read the right-hand column on page 39 to finish off this reading.
Number one, think it through. Brittany King, a senior recruiter and career strategist in Houston, says video resumes require some planning. A clip of you speaking is ineffective and boring. You should include visuals and graphics. Make sure to put in a considerable amount of time and thought into what you will include in your video resume, how you will produce it, and what you want the final video to look like, she says. Your industry might dictate how much creative license you can take. Just as you should for a traditional resume, it's important to tailor your video resume to the position you are seeking, she adds. Your goal should be to create a polished production rather than a spontaneous speaking selfie.
So now we're going to another person's point of view. This is Brittany King, and she is a senior recruiter and career strategist down in Houston in Texas. And she has quite a bit to say about video resumes that I think is quite interesting.
I have to say, I've been amazed just as we've gone through yesterday and today's articles about how many professional careers are out there just around the job recruiting, hiring process. We have now Brittany King, senior recruiter and career strategist. Earlier today, we had the executive recruiter. And then yesterday, it was the career
coach.
Mm-hmm. So it's just amazing how much of a whole business the process of hiring people itself has become.
I think, you know, it's a new age where there's so many people who are, instead of working for one company for the entirety of their lives or the entirety of their career, will move many, many, many different times. And so I think this is something that's really sort of pertinent to a lot of people now, because it's not really so much expected now that you find a job and that's the job that you do until you're rehired. So I think there's a lot of people out there that are recognizing that and helping people really figure out how to move around through different parts of the industry over the entirety of their career.
I think a couple of years ago I read some statistics about millennials, and they basically change jobs every couple of years. And, you know, that's a huge change from, you know, like parents' generation, where people stayed at a company for 20 and 30 years. So, yes, there's a whole industry around it. It's amazing. And we see here that it's even changing even more, especially if she says, and also from yesterday, that this kind of resume, video resumes, are, you know, kind of, even though they are a novelty, they are coming into fashion, so to speak. And she says they require some planning. To me, that's kind of an understatement. So if you don't know what an understatement means, it means it should be obvious, right? And what are some of the things that she says here? If you're just going to send a clip of you speaking, who cares, right?
Right. She says that just a clip of you speaking is ineffective and boring, and I couldn't agree with her more. You know, the last thing you really want to see is just a picture of somebody doing what they could be doing if they were sitting right in front of you and you could ask them questions. So, yeah, just standing there and talking for 30 seconds to 3 minutes, and even unless you're a great stand-up comedian and you can get people to laugh at everything you're saying, but it may not be the best tactic for getting a job.
I agree with Linda. I think this is fairly obvious. We know very few people can just stand and talk and just suck us in with rapt attention. It usually takes more than just one head talking to be very engaging. So don't be the head talking. Find some other ways to entice people into your resume video.
And she says that you should have visuals and graphics. Now, can I tell you what I thought when I read that? Are you kidding? But, okay, Josh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, so I know this sounds pretty daunting, and it can be, for sure. It can be. I do know that there are some very basic, easy programs that will assist people in doing this. For Mac users, this is kind of where Macintosh and Apple products really shine, but there are plenty other freeware, shareware, and easy-to-use digital editing software that will help you add small visuals or text to a video program.
Okay. See, he knows a lot more than me.
So if you are somebody who knows how to do that, or your husband is, like in my case, maybe you could make it work.
I like that maybe, Pauline.
Now, this would be something that, you know, networking would not be such a terrible thing, and not just in the industry that you're interested in, but maybe networking on social media with your friends and other people out there who can maybe help you a little bit in negotiating some basic software that will help you put together a pretty decent video presentation.
Well, tomorrow, there's a third day to this article, and tomorrow they're going to give a lot of tips about how to make your video resume. But I think that the next sentence here, or the next piece of advice she gives, is make sure you put a considerable amount of time into this. It's not something you can just sit down and do in an hour or two.
Yeah, if you only want to spend an hour or two, just send out the resume.
Right. Because, you know, this is going to be your prospective employee's first impression of you. So it's better for them to have a paper impression than to have a really bad video impression.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, for sure.
And so, you know, it says you have to think about what you're going to include, how you're going to produce it, what you want it to look like, what you want yourself to look like. Okay. And also, I think this is the important point. Your industry, whatever field that you're applying into, might dictate how much creative license you can take. We have a couple of new words maybe for us here. The first one is to dictate. And what does that mean here?
It's going to inform or really just tell you how to go about something. It's going to tell you whether or not you can be extra crazy and fun or whether or not you need to be more straight and serious.
Right. And so that's what we're talking about for a creative license. A creative license is the freedom to create something. So, I mean, if you're going into, you know, a creative field, then you have a lot. If you're going into a management field, maybe not quite so much.
Maybe not so much. If you're going to, now, there are such things as top-flight accounting firms.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're going into a top-flight accounting firm, they may not want to see that you're super, super off-the-wall crazy.
Right. On social media, either. Okay. So This is one of the things I was just like, really, it's important that you tailor your video resume to your position. Pauline is now shaking her head going, no.
Yeah, the idea of having to do multiple takes, multiple different videos for different organizations, that does sound like a lot. Although, I suppose if you're really good with the software stuff, you can probably edit in maybe a slightly different intro and ending or a couple different visuals that show that you know the company that you're specifically applying for. And then in general, I would assume you're probably applying for similar types of jobs, so at least the creative license part, the overall style will probably stay the same for most of it. So maybe they have something to it. Maybe it wouldn't be too hard to slightly tailor. I don't know. But overall, it just all sounds like a lot to me.
Now, don't let this be too daunting. Now, I know that it does say that you really do have just a short amount of time in order to present the best side of yourself. But you don't forget that if you're doing video, you can do 500 takes before you get the one that you're just like, okay, that's it.
Right? That's
yes. So if we're all on Josh's side here, then be sure to come back tomorrow because we're going to get a lot of tips on what you should do to make a good video resume that you really, you know, feel confident about sending out. So be sure and come back and join us. Boy, it's already the 28th of December tomorrow. Be sure and come back and join us and find out how to make a video resume. We'll see you then. Bye for now.
Bye.
Goodbye.